Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Casually Filthy. We're doing a nice little audio diary, I guess, is what this has slowly transformed into. I'll totally have guests again someday. So I promised my longtime listeners that we were going to get a more in-depth look at what's been going on with me the past few months. And let me tell you, it is a doozy. So let's see here. What was it? May? No, it wasn't May. It was like the beginning of June. Yeah, that's what it was. So the beginning of June. No, it definitely wasn't June. Oh my god, it's starting off great already, I can tell. It was the beginning of May, yeah. So the beginning of May, I've told you guys how I had a new job. It was at an optical field. I actually got laid off in the beginning of May. So about, like, I had the job for, like, almost 6 months to the day. Like, it was, like, maybe, I don't know, for like, a week away from my 6 months. Yeah, that was very rough. I got laid off there. I did not get fired. I went to the office and they were like, yeah, you're doing really great in your position. However, we no longer need your position. So yeah, that happened. And then literally right before that, I think I've definitely talked about this in the pod before, but before that happened, one of my cats, Jason, he died. And I was like, okay, well, maybe something good can come out of getting laid off, because I paid extra on my credit card for insurance, where it was like, yeah, if you lose your job, then you can pay it forward, then you can just like make a report and there will be debt forgiveness. So I filled out the report and they were like, oh, so sorry. You actually got laid off 2 days before this takes in effect. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And they're like, yep. So even though you don't have a source of income, you still owe us like over $1,500. And I was like, yay. Woohoo. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that sucked. I was like in shock when I was handed the paperwork. They literally, like, I didn't know what it meant. At first I thought it was like, yeah, you can work today, but then you're done. But no, it was like, yeah, no, you can just like go get your stuff and leave now. And I was like, oh, okay, nice working with you. So yeah, I called my mom, and my sister is the one who brought me to work, but my sister was working. So I was like, oh, well, I need a ride. So I called my mom and I was like, yeah, I need you to come get me. And she's like, why? Are you done already? I'm like, yeah, I got laid off. And credit to my mom, she did not give me any like time to swallow pride. She was like, no, you're going straight to unemployment. You're going straight to that freaking unemployment office. Which I was like, I always had this like this air around me where it was like, you don't need unemployment. Like, you can get back on your feet without it. I'm so glad that my mom was very hard and very firm on, no, you don't have a job. You, like, this unemployment is for people who get laid off with no notice. You qualify for this. You should get this while you can. So, basically, what ended up happening was, we went to unemployment. I filled out all the paperwork. I'm still filling out paperwork. And for those that don't know, unemployment is basically a job in itself with the amount of shit they put you through. Oh my god. I had to go to like 5 meetings all on the computer, all literally covering the same topic. Most of it doesn't count because I wasn't the only one who had this issue. They would give you the first meeting you go to is a meeting teaching you how to set up your profile and everything. And everyone that was in that meeting was like, hey, yeah, so we already set up our profiles because if we didn't, we would have been ineligible. And then we wouldn't have even had to go to this meeting. And yeah, like they basically turned off comments for the duration of the thing. But like, I could like, we could see each other. They just couldn't see that we were commenting, and we were all like, does anyone actually need this? No, everyone already has a profile. Yeah, everyone would have lost their benefits if they didn't do this before this meeting. So we literally just sat there and listened to them talk about stuff we already knew. I already had an Indeed set up because that was how I got the optical job. Per JP's directions, I created a LinkedIn account. Very smart part. A shout out to JP for giving me that idea. Because with that, I was able to like see more job opportunities than were on Indeed. LinkedIn has a lot more job opportunities. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised by how many different job opportunities were listed on there. So yeah, that's a big shout out to LinkedIn as well. You guys want to get a LinkedIn account? I highly suggest it. Like, cause you could find some nice work, remote work too. There's a lot of remote work. I'm a remote worker now. Because I decided that I didn't want to just settle for any job. Like, even though like, I was hit with like, okay, I need to just get out there. I need to take whatever I can get. And when I didn't get any results right away, I was like, you know what? Why do I need to take the first job that's handed to me? I don't. I'm in a position. Like, I've got savings. I'm like, I already got kicked. Like, that was something else someone pointed out to me for like, well, how are you going to pay rent with like, if you're doing a job that you love and not a job that pays well? And I was like, dude, I had one of the highest paying jobs in the town, and I still wasn't able to pay my fucking rent. Remember? I'm living with family now. Like, what the hell are you thinking? If I'm going to get the same result, whether I'm miserable at a job that I hate or happy doing a job that I love, which one am I going to pick if the result is the fucking same? Like, so yeah, I didn't settle, and I've been focusing a lot on my creative outlets. And like, I've been writing more. I was trying to pick up work as like a freelance writer. So I started a blog, and I literally would just write video game reviews. I'd write recaps for wrestling shows. I was doing everything. I had some people reach out to me to write press releases for them because I have had experience of getting press releases published and even featured on radio in the past. So like, a lot of stuff that I did on the side was coming back and being like, oh yeah, like, hey, how about you do this? My love for video games has finally come forth. I managed to get my Twitch channel up and running because the PS5 that I have, it actually makes it so you can stream directly from the PS5. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. I've been having a lot of fun with that, I should say. Oh man, like I've got raided for the first time the other day. That's R-A-I-D-E-D, raided. And like, that helped increase my viewership count, that helped increase my followers. So I'm almost at 30 followers. You need 50 to be paid. You could legit get paid for having a Twitch channel. If you have 50 followers, an average of 3 viewers an hour, I think it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's like an average of 3 people an hour, and you are consistently making content like over a period of 30 days, then it's like okay, yeah, we're willing to pay you. Like, it's not like a contract where they give you like a set rate. It's like, okay, you're going to get paid this much for every person that sees an ad on your Twitch. People are going to be able to pay you with bits. So like, if someone's buying bits from Twitch, they can then use those bits, spend them on me. And I just get like, I think I get like 1 cent for every bit someone sends. So if someone pays like, I don't know, what is it? $10 to get 1,000 bits. I think it's like that. Well, no, 1,000 bits would be $10 itself, so there's no profit in that. So I'm sure it's worse than that. It's probably like $5 for 100 bits, and then if they send all 100 bits to me, then I just made $1 off of that. I think that's what it is. That makes more sense. There was something else. Ads, bits. I don't know. Was there never a way that you get paid if you're an affiliate? I forget. Oh, well, I'm still new. I'm not an affiliate yet. I am slowly working my way towards opening my YouTube channel again. So I'm just getting really creative, and I'm writing a lot more. I am becoming more active on my socials, like both apps and in person. Like I'm seeing people. I definitely am like going through an introverted phase. I fluctuate between introvert and extrovert because there are like right now I'm in a phase. I'm in a point where I'm like, I don't want to see anyone. I just want to be inside all fucking day, except when it's raining, because then I want to be outside, even though I'm possibly going to get electrocuted. There's definitely a lot of people out there that sympathize with me on that. But like, I just want to like be inside right now. But then when I'm in my extroverted phases, I'm like, yo, I want to hang out with people. I want to like see people. Let me get on my scooter and just go to town and see who I see. Like, just have fun like that. I'm also like just trying to up my social game a bit on apps, so that way I have I'm discovering if I just do short funny things on apps that people like, then they're more likely to pay attention when I post stuff that I actually want them to pay attention to. Like, oh yeah, look at this funny clip of me making a fool of myself. Now here's an ad. Now here's a self promo for you to go check out my Twitch. Like, just fun stuff like that. And I'm surprised at how well I'm doing. Actually, I'm getting a lot more followers on Twitter. I mean, I'm getting followers on TikTok. I made a TikTok just for the fuck of it, and one of my videos has 70 likes. 70. I'm like, what? When did that happen? I didn't get those notifications. Like, I don't know, man, but it's a lot of fun. I'm having fun with it. It's crazy just how it's, and I gotta say, I'm a lot healthier. Like, I remember when I would be working retail, I would be sick every fucking day. Like, I would go home and there would be nights where I would just sleep in the bathroom because I felt like I was gonna puke. I was like, I can't do this. I literally cannot do this. I would be up until 4 in the morning with stomach cramps, like crazy. And like, I had them, I didn't have those to the same extent when I was in the optical field. There would be some times where I'd get stressed out, but I wasn't like constantly up at 4 in the morning with pain. But now that I'm, like, doing my own thing, there's little to no pain anymore. Like, I am set. I fucking love it. I'm so happy right now. Like, I am happy. I am healthy. And who knew that you could have that, even though you don't necessarily have stable income? I will say that I am going to be having some income coming in very shortly. I finally got picked up for freelance writing. You guys can check out some of my articles on MovieWeb.com. I don't work for MovieWeb. I work for a third party, and I'm part of a team. But, like, I think I have 14 articles published on there now. By the time this comes out, it might be, like, 15 or 17, something like that. But it's really fun, honestly. I get to talk about all of my favorite TVs and movies, just like I get to do on here, but it's in a different format. Like, sometimes I get to make lists, sometimes I get to write special features, sometimes I'm just assigned stuff that I may not necessarily agree with, but you know what? I'm being paid to convince people of this, so I gotta convince myself, and then I gotta convince everyone else. So it's really fun. I love it. I love when they just accept my crazy-ass pitches, like when I was like, oh yeah, what would Moon Knight's Pokemon team be? I was like, I don't know if it's gonna fly. And my fucking editor was like, okay, that's different. So yeah, we'll go with it. Because the editor was like, I know for a fact that list does not already exist on this website. So you're good. You can go forward with it. You rock. Just have fun. Try to focus on the TV show though, because we're not a video game writing website. But yeah, it was super fun just to get all that out there, and I'm getting paid $25 an article, so, and it's like, it goes by when the articles are published, so even if I do, like, 7 articles during a 2-week span, if only, like, 5 of those articles are published from, let's say, the 1st to the 15th, I'm only getting paid $125 for that period. And then the other 2 articles get added to my amount for the next 15-day period, which, yeah, you know, that's an extra $50 towards that paycheck, which is pretty dope. So it's like, it's bi-weekly, so 2 paychecks a month. Again, not bad, honestly. That's not bad at all. So yeah, like, I could be, I was nearing burnout this one very recently, because very much had the goal of doing 10 articles over my 15-day period. Just barely missed it. I submitted one, but other people submitted theirs faster than I did, so theirs got picked ahead of me, obviously. So I managed to get like 9 articles in from July 1st through July 15th. So now I know that my check that comes on July 30th is going to be $225. But that's still fucking awesome. Like, just being able to say, hey, I'm a writer and I get paid for it. Like, that's awesome. I'm getting articles published and I can turn around and be like, hey, I have experience in this field. I have some experience in writing press releases. I have all this experience writing, and I can just turn that around and be like, boom, please hire me. I love it. And that being said, as much as I love the written word, I am also super excited to continue my efforts in ring announcing, which I do have a date coming up, August 19th. In Hillsborough, New Hampshire. That is a Friday. Impulse Pro Wrestling is going to be having a show. At the time of recording, I do not have a list of confirmed talent, but I can confirm that I will be there. You will hear this voice announcing to the millions and millions of Impulse Pro Wrestling fans. So yeah, I'm super excited. Definitely be sure to grab your tickets. Go to the Impulse Pro Wrestling Facebook page. They got that link pinned right to the top of their page, so you can click on it, grab tickets if they're still available by the time this releases. Either way, it's going to be very fun. I apologize, the neighbors are going at it again in the background. That's going to be super fun. I'm going to take a quick ad break while the neighbors go at it, and I will be back with a bit more of this quick little audio diary. And we're back. All right, guys, so there's not too much else to say. I mean, I've talked about the writing gig, which is awesome. I'm super thankful for that. I'm super excited for my gig as a wrestling ring announcer. Hopefully I can announce more dates soon. Still working on getting that license, you know, that reliable travel, so that way I can actually go out into the new greater New England pro wrestling scene. But yeah, because there's new organizations cropping up all the time. Super excited. There is a new organization, Trans Graps, I believe they're called. They're going to be holding Wrestle Queerdom in my own state of New Hampshire, Milford, New Hampshire. Let's see. This is coming out. By the time this episode's out, it'll be like 2 weeks out. I know they've already sold out their, like, front row and their VIP tip packages. So they still got general admission, though. They got some really awesome names coming in. They got Giselle Shaw from Impact Wrestling. They got Max the Impaler. I don't believe they're signed, but they are making multiple appearances in various promotions, so that's exciting. They got Kid Bandit. Kid Bandit's one of the newest, like, independent wrestlers that I've started to know, and I love their work. That honestly, there's just a lot of amazing talent that's going to be here, whether I'm familiar with them or not. So I'm super excited to see them. Hopefully I can get a ticket. At this point, I think it's more about if I'm actually going to be able to drive there, because everyone I know either doesn't want to see it or they want to see it, but they have a prior commitment. So yeah, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. But I think they got if you go to the Trans Graps Facebook page, they have a link where you can buy a live stream of the show. So that's interesting. I'm looking forward to however I can watch it, honestly. It's super exciting. We are talking about, let's see. So financially, I do still have my savings. My savings has actually grown a lot more since I lost my job. Believe it or not, yeah. Like, I'm just putting, with my current living situation, I don't have rent, which is great because rent has skyrocketed everywhere, I imagine. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, you like how your rent... First, the housing market was skyrocketed, and then rent skyrocketed for some fucking reason. I know why it skyrocketed for some reason, because all those people that previously couldn't afford an apartment... all those people that previously could afford an apartment easy and a house, now they can't afford a house, but they can afford an apartment easy. Except now that we know that those people could afford an apartment, now the landlords are like skyrocketing those prices. So now all the people who could afford an apartment before are like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I got extremely lucky that my family actually has a really nice home. So I'm capable of keeping a room here. Ever than that, though, yeah, it's dicey. You guys obviously hear neighbors going at it. Sometimes you'll hear a dog, but so that's affected the podcast a little bit. But otherwise, we're having a lot of fun here. I'm still able to run Twitch. I'm still able to write. I'm still able to be available for ring announcing. Hit me up at Clark Dion on Twitter. Super excited, honestly, going forward. It is hard because there's a lot of times where I'll just sit back and be like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I doing right now? I'm waiting for the next ball to drop because, like, so much shit happened to me back to back this year that I'm just like, is it over? Is this like the second half of the year where I start to rise up? I start to actually like do good for myself, or is another ball going to drop? Because I'm like a couple balls away from just being at the bottom of the pit. There's still a lot of exploration that goes on, and it's nice now because, as you guys know, I've recently been able to explore myself, whether it be like my social aspects, my romantic aspects, my sexual aspects. Now I'm kind of exploring myself my professional aspects. What do I do bring to the table? What kind of work do I brings me joy? And it's without a doubt, it's entertainment. I love being able to like put smiles on people's faces. I love being able to have fun doing my job and to then spread that energy out to other people so they can have fun. I love that. I love that so much. So yeah, just check me out on Twitch, rdog20. And yeah, and I want to thank every that's a lot that we're working on. We got rdog20 on Twitch. We have Clark Dion on Twitter. We got a lot going on. And I want to thank everyone that's been supporting me. You might have just heard my father in the background there. Thank you to my mom and my dad. Thank you to Sicily or Sizzles or that bitch. I love you. I do. Even when my insecurities are getting at me, I love you. And I don't think I'd be as confident to do the things that I have done without you. Thank you to JP and all the boys who have not given me permission to say their names on the podcast. You guys have definitely given me good times that helped pull me through a lot of stuff. And yeah, I mean, in the end, am I willing to go back to those miserable jobs? Right now, no. I will say if things get bad to the point where I'm about to have like zero money, yeah, I would definitely swallow my pride again and go back to those jobs that were basically killing me, which, because you know, that's America, that's life. Sometimes you're gonna have to do things that make you want to die, and I hate that that's a part of life. Ideal world, that would not be the case at all, but that's where we're standing right now. And yeah, right now I don't need to do that though. Right now we got plenty of money in the savings, we're making money. Yeah, so it's very good. And I know saying kind of makes it sound like I'm on shaky ground. I totally am, but I'm still standing. And I'm happy for that. And I'm happy doing what I love with the people that I love. So if this tale kind of gives you guys any sort of hope, then I'm glad I could do that for you. And feel free to share your guys' stories. You guys can hit me up, DM me. You could send me some audio messages and I can play them in a future Casually Filthy. I'll probably have another one shortly. Next week, we are hopefully going to have another Gaming Gab with JP. If scheduling conflicts do not continue to rise. But yeah, once again, thank you to everyone who has joined me on this ride. I look forward to seeing all of you again. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.